Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the shows you'll be hearing about in our show are unique in their own way. And today, on our series finale, we will be discussing High School Musical. Says we have to.
Shush you. Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for creme brulee.
What's that?
Oh, it's a creamy custard-like filling with a caramelized surface. It's really satisfying. High School Musical. I feel like before we start this podcast, we've got to do like the...
That got really aggressive, like so quickly.
Two chihuahuas, like, ready to kill you.
Oh, my gosh. This is it. Our last episode, guys, of series one. Hold on. Yeah. This is going to be, like, a worldwide franchise. Don't get us wrong.
Of course.
Season finale of Hey Now, Hey Now. We have to talk about High School Musical.
I'm feeling emotional. I might need to go and, like, serenade myself against a wall in a quiet hallway.
Because that's natural. Yeah, that happens all the time at school. You know what's so funny about this film is that we were the absolute ideal audience for when this came out. We were 13.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was like totally targeted for this. Everyone was obsessed.
Yeah. 2006 was when your Zac Efron obsession started.
But do you have any memories of seeing this or listening to the music for the first time?
Yeah, me and my best friends from school, we just were like obsessed with High School Musical. And we'd like watch it after school with like snacks and stuff like that. And we'd just be drooling over Zac Efron and his sweepy fringe and hot guy looks. But like when you look back now, you're like, oh.
Like, that's a literal child.
Yeah, yeah, I know. He's aged very, very well. So, Zach, if you're listening, congrats.
And get in touch, please. I remember really resonating with the soundtrack.
Well, I definitely had it on my iPod Nano.
Right, and I had it on my Sony Ericsson W300i. Remember that white flip phone?
Oh, I loved that flip phone.
That
so
was
sassy.
Peak 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all the songs loaded on there. It probably took up the entire phone's memory because it's 2006. And I have these like specific memories of going on a school trip to France and me and my friend Anna listening to Get Your Head in the Game on repeat. And also, I would sneak my phone onto the football pit during games and just keep it in my pocket, and I would turn up the soundtrack as loud as it would go. But obviously when you're on a big field, no one can really hear it except for you because you're right next to it. So while all the boys are like playing a game, I'm being like bup 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 to the top.
Barney, get in defense.
Literally.
And you're like, bup, 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 bup.
Honestly, like I think I have the specific memory of someone punching me in the stomach after because I wasn't like contributing to the game. Worth it. Let me bop to the top in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was great. It was Disney Channel original movie released in, I believe, January 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Kenny Ortega, who is like this renowned director, choreographer. Like he's worked with some huge names. So it was like a big deal for him to get behind a Disney original movie.
Oh, totally.
And I almost feel like no one really expected it to blow up the way it did. It just got lucky. You just had that catalyst of like... absolute bangers. You had a really strong cast And this kind of love story that was a little bit like Grease.
Very Sandy and Danny meeting at school.
But without the car driving into the sun at the end.
All those leather cool outfits. Like in this one, it's like sparkly sequin cardigan and a t-shirt over long sleeve.
Yes!
Ew.
And a thick belt that's like resting on your hips. Like, oh, that's not serving any purpose.
Okay, low-rise jeans, gotta stay in 2006. I'm sorry. Mufti Day PTSD.
Truly. So were you in any cliques at school? Any like after-school clubs?
Do you know what? I can say this. I was popular. But I was not like, because there's a difference between, and I wish someone said this to me when we were younger, because there's a difference between popular and being well known. Because I feel like there's the typical like, oh, they're not really popular. Everyone hates them. They're just scary because high school is like a hierarchy, isn't it? Like it's your fight for survival. Mm-hmm. So I was like popular because I was liked by everyone. That I know. I was just a nice girl, got on with my work and studies. I wasn't like one of those girls who had like their hair highlighted in year seven. Do you know what I mean? So I was very kind of middle.
Like all rounder. Place.
Exactly.
Me on the other hand, excuse me, chamber choir twice a week. I was the most popular boy in school. Wait, hold on. That's not right. I had a good time at school. You know, I had a good friendship group. We were kind of like the middle. Like, we weren't overly sporty. We weren't the sluts. We weren't, like, particularly nerdy, because you've got to be intelligent for that. And that just wasn't me.
If I was at East High, I probably would be in that cheerleader group, but I wouldn't be one of the dumb blondies who doesn't know anything. I just, you know, hopefully be cool enough to fit in with that. However, I did really fancy skater boys when I was younger. And remember, I fancied that boy in college who got D-U-D-E for A-levels. Could you get more skater boy? Dude, your grades spell out dude.
I think I would be in the drama club. I'm sorry. The scale of that theatre, huge. Yeah, I think I'd see myself there hanging out with Kelsey and the gang.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So do you want to run us through where they are now?
I'd love to. So let's start off with Zac Efron.
He's still alive and fit?
He is. That he is. I think that's officially on his IMDb page. Mm-hmm. He has starred in a lot of films since, including The Greatest Showman, mm-hmm. Baywatch, and the movie adaptation of Hairspray, which I love.
It was so good.
More recently, he played prolific serial killer Ted Bundy in Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile.
I have not seen that because...
You don't want it to, like, mess your perception of Zac Efron, right?
Yeah, that. And also, I just hate any, like, psychopath killer kind of film.
Okay, all that. Yeah. And the fact that it's a true story as well. Yeah, not ideal. Next up, we've got Vanessa Hudgens, who plays Gabriella Montez. And after that, we have Ashley...
Do you not like Vanessa Hudgens?
I feel like something about her I just don't vibe with. It might have stemmed the fact that she had a 4-year relationship with Zac Efron. And maybe it's just like some like inherent jealousy.
Potentially.
She's been busy since starring in High School Musical. She's been on Broadway. She released 2 albums. More recently, she starred in The Princess Switch on Netflix.
Okay. That's quite a good little Christmas classic.
It's a new classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, sorry, is this not like a Parent Trap Princess Diaries hybrid?
Oh, totally.
But fine. I mean, she even has a British accent.
Which she did all right with.
She did all right with. Well, it's getting a sequel this year. So she did something good, you know.
Tip tip to you, darling.
Tip tip. Oh, no, it's pip pip.
Oh, is it?
Tip tip. Oh, I'm thinking about Zach.
Do you want to tell us where Corbin Blue is?
Yes, Corbin Blue played Chad Danforth. He went on to star in a number of Broadway productions. Also, he showed off some dance moves in Dancing with the Stars a few years ago, and he made it to the finale.
What?
I mean, you can imagine, you know, with those skills, like, he probably got pretty far.
Chad Danforth, am I right?
Hey! Also, I don't know if you knew this, he originally auditioned for the part of Ryan.
What?
I could not see that. I literally couldn't see
him in a Baker Boy cap? No.
That brings me on to Monique Coleman, who plays Taylor McKessie. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, and she came in fourth place.
Amazing.
Great. Her Instagram bio, she calls herself a champion for young people.
Okay.
And in 2010, she was named the UN's first ever youth champion. And she founded something called Gimme Mo, an organization that seeks to empower youth.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Monique Coleman, you are amazing in this film, and you're clearly doing amazing in life, so... Go you.
Go you.
Love that.
I can't not talk about Ashley Tisdale, living legend who plays Sharpay Evans. So before High School Musical, Ashley was already in another Disney show called The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yes. She plays those hilarious characters, doesn't she? She's got very good comic timing.
So after the movie's release, she continued to be in Sweet Life until 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lent her voice to Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
From 2007 to 2015.
I love Phineas and Ferb.
I know. And she announced that she's getting her own spin-off movie.
Mom, I've got my own series. How exciting for her. That's amazing.
So good. She also got her own High School Musical spin-off movie called Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Ooh.
Where she moves to New York, she meets a hot guy, which, I'm sorry, the guy looks like really similar to her brother, so it's like a little bit creepy.
No.
there's a whole thing. And then last but by no means least, Lucas Grabeel.
Oh,
Ryan Evans, he plays it so well. Since the film's release, Lucas continued to act, and he starred in a show called Switched at Birth.
Mm-hmm.
And he also voices animated characters.
Okay.
Like, he's been on Family Guy, a show called Pinky Malinky.
Ooh.
which I'm obsessed with. And also, he's one of the few original cast members who made an appearance on Disney Plus's show High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
So he's really, like, championed that, you know, entire franchise. Because I feel like, and this is by no means a diss to any of, like, the big characters or the big stars in this show,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them later on in their career have kind of, like, slated High School Musical a little bit, or, like...
Just tried to distance themselves.
Tried to distance themselves and not really champion it as much as... our boy Lucas.
Yeah.
Because and then I kind of think, oh, you need to be a little bit more grateful for a film that you should be so grateful to be in, because that's literally where you got your fans in the first place. You kind of need to honor that stage, right?
And I don't think anyone is really putting people in a High School Musical box, because let's face it, all these people are in like their mid-30s.
Exactly.
Like, no one is being like, oh, that little teeny bopper. Like, no, that was like 14 years ago.
Exactly.
So yeah, an amazing cast, and I can't wait for the inevitable High School Musical reunion in like 50 years time.
Same. Maybe the guy who plays the cello will be out of jail by then. Okay, so best supporting character. What are we thinking here?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of kids at the school, so there's like a lot of different options. I mean, my mind just goes for the audition scene. You know, like, I love an audition scene montage, almost as much as a makeover montage.
And that's really where you get like the iconic characters, don't you? Like, yes. The ones that are very quotable and are just hilarious.
We have the interpretive dance duo who are doing a very interesting version of what I've been looking for. You know, like, it's the boy and the girl, and she's like, it's hard to believe that I can see
that you were always right beside me.
And like crawling on the floor and like rolling around. And then Miss Darbus, the drama teacher, she's like, well, that was just very disturbing. Go see your counsellor. Like, enable their creativity, Darbus, you know?
Oh, I didn't like Miss Darbus when she says to Chad about holding his basketball, like, we're not in a hockey arena, you know? Like, she has no idea.
You know what? I think the kids lost respect for her when she started saying musical. It's musical, Darbus. Okay, so I think we can agree that best friend character is not Darbus. Can I give a special shout out to Coach Bolton? He can get it.
Oh, Dilf.
Right?
Yes. Also, he's got a great house.
Okay, I mean, maybe we save that till Can We Discuss, but what the hell is up with that?
I mean, he's earning a lot for a PE teacher.
Right?
Unless his wife is absolutely schminted and she's like...
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. honestly, when we watched the film together, we really came to that unanimous decision, didn't we, of who the best supporting character could be.
Yes. She doesn't have a name.
We call her auditioning wink girl. So she's kind of like, she's leaning on the piano.
Leaning on the piano. She's got her head resting in one hand. She's like continual eye contact with Miss Darbus as she's singing this like slow ballad.
It's hard to believe, wink, if I couldn't see, wink, that you were always wink, wink, wink.
And, like, I feel like at some point she, like, blows a kiss or, like, licks her lips or something, like, a bit, like, a little bit off for, like, a student-teacher pairing.
Yeah.
She's the type of girl who will do anything to get a role.
What's she expecting Miss Darbus to say? Like, you've got callbacks in my apartment.
Okay, let's talk about best musical moments for a second because, hello, it's High School Musical.
So there's plenty of songs to talk about.
I want to start with Start of Something New, the karaoke number at that random ski lodge. That is the first scene. It's kind of really nice because not only is it the beginning of Troy and Gabriella's story, it's also the beginning of Zach and Vanessa's story. Like, yeah. It's honestly, it's the first song in the first movie.
It's very cute and romantic.
Yes. Something I want to address is that this is not Zac Efron's singing voice in this film. It's a guy called Drew Seeley's.
Oh. Thank God for Drew, because you know the scene where Zach sneaks into Vanessa's house, yes, via the balcony? There is a moment where he does do his natural voice and it's like...
Honestly.
Like, Eeyore, shush.
Honestly, and he does that really cringy thing. He's like, the start of something new. Imagine someone's a boy singing a cappella to you. And going into, like, spoken word.
Spoken word song.
No. So, this guy, Drew Seeley, he sang Zach's part because Zach's vocal range was too low for the songs in the first film. So they got this guy, Drew, who's, like, an actor and singer in his own right, to do them. But then in High School Musical 2 and 3, it is Zach singing because they wrote the songs with Zach's vocal range in mind.
Ah.
So that everything was, like, a little bit lower, so it was comfortable for him. And, like, I'm not knocking Zach as a singer. He sang in Hairspray. He sang in The Greatest Showman. Like, yeah, he's very good. It's just that he just needed a lower register for those.
Just briefly go back to the audition sequence with what I've been looking for. And there is that guy who sings, it's hard to believe that I couldn't sneeze. I just love that moment.
Classic Alan.
And Alan.
Miss Darbus goes, Alan, I admire your spunk. Ew, Miss
Darbus.
She's so inappropriate with students. She goes, Alan, I admire your spunk. As to your singing, that's a wonderful tie you're wearing. Next.
Oh my goodness. Did they cut out the line where she goes, come back to my apartment?
For the callback. I want you wearing nothing but that tie.
What about, okay, should we talk about Get Your Head in the Game?
Oh, you mean the song where they invented basketball? Yes, let's talk about that.
What an absolute banger. Now, if you need any motivation in life, you just got to play that song. You know what I mean? You know when you see, like, quotes on Instagram, it's like, put your hair in a messy bun, pour yourself a coffee, and play some, like, aggressive rap to get yourself motivated.
Yeah.
Just play Get Your Head in the Game. You know what I mean? Maybe even put a little poster of Troy Bolton above your desk.
Oh, you mean that life-size poster that they have in the hallway?
Yes.
Oh, it's not even life-size. It's, like, 10 times the size. Who needs to see Troy Bolton's face that big?
Miss Darbus. She's got another copy in her apartment.
Oh no! Oh, Darbus! Someone get her out of the school! Wow.
She doesn't have bad eyesight, she just has those glasses to zoom in.
You know, she conveniently confiscates his cell phone. She's putting her number in.
Who's Missy D?
D! Ah!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow,
okay. Conspiracy. There was a sexual predator at East High. I repeat, a sexual predator at East High. Get out, kids. And, oh my God, she walks confidently into the boys' locker room. That's not allowed.
That's not allowed.
What were we even talking about? Oh, Get Your Head in the Game. Yes, yeah. Oh, just the production of that song, using the basketball hitting the floor and then, like, the trainer squeaks and integrating that into the music. Very clever.
Yeah, really, really love that.
And I love the breakdown, and then Troy's like, you know, why does it feel so wrong? Like, wow, emotional.
Very emotional. Do you wonder why all these basketball guys do know how to, like, choreograph a dance?
It's very confusing, mm-hmm. especially as Chad's like, I can't believe you're auditioning. And he's like, do ucha, ucha, ucha. It says him.
Hands on the hips, flex those arms. Sorry, the basketball. Chad never confessed anything in the dining hall, so maybe his was ballet.
Maybe.
Chad Danceforth.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
Speaking of which, shall we talk about Status Quo?
Yes, let's do it.
What I really love about the song is the no, 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 no. And that can be applied to anything, right?
It can.
Run out of Haagen-Dazs in your refrigerator. No, 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 no.
Run out of Jaren Seff's.
No, 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 no. Love that popcorn.
It's so great. You get to see all the unsung heroes in, you know, the supporting cast. We are introduced to Martha.
Oh.
Part of the, like, kind of geeky squad.
Homework club.
Yeah. She has some iconic lines that I think we will definitely move on to shortly.
Oh, for sure.
But Stick to the Status Quo. It's just one of those songs. I think if you had to pick one song from every movie to just encompass what High School Musical is, I would pick Stick to the Status Quo, and that's why I'm calling it my best musical moment.
Agreed. That song really makes me crave creme brulee.
Oh, that song really makes me crave Zeke.
Oh, hubba, hubba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so let's discuss best outfits.
Yes, and it's 2006, so you know the outfits are going to be fly.
Honestly, no one wears rhinestones and sequin cardigans quite like Sharpay, do they?
You know what's actually really funny? Comparing pictures of Ashley Tisdale on the red carpet at around this time and comparing what Sharpay was wearing in the movies, it's the same outfits. Literally, like, she was so in Sharpay's mind.
Honestly, Ashley Tisdale is like prime Disney star. They're like, here, wear this gypsy skirt and rhinestone belt and this sequin cardigan, honey. And she's like, okay, I'm for it.
And a feather boa on a red carpet with, like, Uggs.
Exactly.
I want to touch on Chad's wardrobe.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed, but in nearly every scene, he's wearing 3 wristwatches.
What?
Literally, he's wearing 3 watches on his wrist. And apparently it came about because the costume designer said, okay, Corbin, out of these three watches, which one would you like to wear? What do you think Chad would wear? And he was like, all of them. So he wears three watches and they're all set to a different time zone.
Oh.
Very Charlie's Angels. Also, he loves a slogan tee. And I loved a slogan tee.
You did love a slogan tee. If you didn't listen to our last podcast episode, first of all, how dare you? second of all, Barney, when he was younger, and I can vouch for this because we've been friends since we were seven, Barney had a t-shirt that said designated wingman on it, but he didn't really know what it meant.
So Chad loves a slogan tee. And again, apparently, Corbin got to design the t-shirts and he got to come up with the slogans.
Oh, right.
So we have two absolute gems. Mm-hmm. He's got one that says, I come with my own background music. Okay, what music is that?
And he Tell us more.
And he has another one that says, laughing on the inside.
Aww. Oh, I need that t-shirt. I'm always laughing on the inside.
And he has a few more that crop up in High School Musicals 2 and 3, but we'll touch on those another time.
Yeah.
So, Chad, great outfits.
So, Vanessa Hudgens, her character, Gabriella.
Yes. I feel like Gabriella dresses way cooler than the, like, nerdy character that she's supposed to be portraying it. Like, she wears, like, kind of, like, velour tracksuit. Yeah. And, like, I don't know if she's wearing Uggs, but it's very much, like, that style.
Yeah. Very girl next door. Like, your mum would be happy if you walked out of the house wearing that outfit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lip glosses popping.
Yeah.
Well, didn't... Side ponytail.
Didn't her mum pick the outfit that she wears at the beginning?
Yes, the same. I've left your outfit on your bed. Oh, gosh.
First of all, don't go through my stuff, woman.
Honestly, well, that was the outfit that I'm hoping to discuss, is the beginning scene when she's at the party and she's wearing that light blue sparkly cardigan. But I'm thinking it's a New Year's Eve party. Get her a cute little dress or something.
And maybe tell her not to bring a book to a party. She's probably carved out a load of pages at the back and she's got some, like, mini bar vodkas inside.
Mini bar vodkas and Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Bad girl Montez.
Ooh.
See you in Darbus detention. Clothing optional. Right, okay. Let's get back to it. Best outfits. I think there's only one style icon in this film.
Oh, talk to me.
Her name is Ryan. And honestly, anything he wears needs to be in a museum.
Yeah, the best outfit of this entire film has to be Ryan's pink Kangol hat.
Yes!
Now, like, I have this theory, right? Because there's only a few people who can really pull off a Kangol hat. You're either Snoop Dogg or you're Ryan. There's no in between.
So let's move on to most iconic quotes. And basically, I've got are Sharpay's entire script.
I thought you were going to say you printed the entire script of High School
Yes.
May I start with this one, which is in the beginning scene of the karaoke scene. It's a good place to start. When Gabriella says to Troy, you're really good at singing too. And Troy's like, yeah, my shower head is very impressed with me, which is iconic and really reminds me of this mug my mom bought me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it says, professional shower singer on the mug. Hey, no one can quite remix Mariah Carey into Annie the Musical like I can.
And I don't think that Troy's shower head is interested in his singing ability.
No, it's literally like looking down on him.
Yeah, with a camera that Darbus installed.
Darbus!
I want to talk about Sharpay and Ryan. Their chemistry is so good. So it's at the end of their audition with What I've Been Looking For.
Yeah.
As people are applauding, she kind of turns to him and goes, I told you not to do the jazz squares. And then he goes, it's a crowd favourite. Everyone loves a good jazz square.
They do!
A good jazz square. Sharpay was wrong.
Exactly. Honey, have you ever worked in showbiz?
Also, side note, did you know that they were twins? I thought they were just brother and sister.
Oh, same. Oh, it's much better knowing that they're twins. And that's why they hang out all the time.
It kind of makes sense because if you think about it, if they're twins, then yeah, they're going to be in the same year group. Mm. Whereas if they're brother and sister, they'd probably be about a year apart.
Yeah. There's a lot on the internet that's saying, you know, why do they play like romantic partners?
Yes!
Throughout the series, like their brother and sister. Meh.
Best not look into that.
Yeah, it's an innocent program. Like,
it's a family-friendly film.
Walt didn't mean to create that subplot, you know what I mean? But Mickey did. But yeah, that is such an iconic quote. And there's that funny one too when Troy says to Chad that Sharpay's kind of cute. And then Chad goes, yeah, so is a mountain lion, but you don't pet it.
I also have mad respect for Zeke for trying to get with Sharpay. It's kind of like a continuous theme that happens throughout the first film at least. And he goes up to her, would you like to watch me play ball sometime? And she goes, I'd rather stick pins in my eyes. And then he's like, well, wouldn't that be awfully uncomfortable? And she's just like, ugh. Evaporate, tall person.
I love that quote. Evaporate, tall person. I say that often at the cinema. You know, when you're sitting there and like a giraffe walks in and sits in front of you. Like, do you mind, Michael Jordan? I want to be able to see this film.
But I think we both agree on our number one most iconic quote. And it comes from a little lady called Martha from the Homework Club. So it's during Stick to the Status Quo. And she's confessing her love of hip hop.
Oh, she loves to pop and lock and jam and break.
Is that even legal?
Not another pee.
Do, 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 do. And she's like,
it's just dancing. Sometimes I think it's cooler than homework.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Martha, no.
But literally, she's built a career off of that line. Oh. She's called Casey Stroh.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually appeared in the High School Musical TV series.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's cool. So she was on it with Lucas as well. Which I think is really cool.
She stuck to the franchise.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then also a little bit later in that song, Sharpay is trying to put everyone down. And Martha's like, hip hop, hooray!
She has gotta go. Oh, Martha. That is the most iconic quote.
Yes.
Hip hop, hooray! All right, so now we're going on to Can We Discuss? Our favourite part of the podcast.
Yes.
We've said this since episode one.
Pretty much. Okay, I'm going to kick off. Sharpay deserves better. And I know that this is something that the internet has widely discussed before, but it needs repeating. Sharpay is not the villain of this movie, and she does not deserve to be painted that way. Gabriella, some new kid who hasn't even made an impression on the school before she gets cast as the lead role in the musical. Like, what? Ryan and Sharpay are extremely talented and trained performers. Meanwhile, Troy and Gabriella, well, their only experience is singing a fake-ass song at karaoke. Also, Sharpay and Ryan turn Kelsey's super boring and slow version of What I've Been Looking For into a certified bop. And you know, like, give them credit. They've worked so hard for it.
Yeah.
And despite all of that, at the end scene, when Sharpay's dreams are like crushed because Gabriella's got the role, she goes up to Gabriella, decides to be the bigger person and tells her to break a leg. And then Gabriella's like, what? And she's like, it means good luck. Like, Gabriella doesn't even know the term break a leg.
Yeah.
She's not deserving.
Some people just hate confidence, don't they?
Truly.
I mean, like, look, she could have been nicer in some moments, but credit to her. She's a woman who knows what she wants, which is what we should all be like.
She's determined. She's confident. She has great dress sense. She's got some really funny one-liners.
And she really taught me how to use my voice. You know, like the vocal warm-ups that... As a radio presenter once upon a time, I needed that.
Okay, so here's like something that's just not spoken about. The amount of wealth in this film.
Yes.
So let's start at the school. This enormous school. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rent is cheap in Albuquerque, but oh my goodness, this school is massive.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mechanic shop. They have a rooftop garden. They have a huge basketball court. They have a Broadway-sized theatre. And do high schools actually have giant posters of their students in the hallways? Like, couldn't you put that money towards, like, erasers and textbooks.
Yeah.
Or like, oh no, let's get this huge picture of Troy blown up.
And it's so true. But the kids who go there, all of their parents seem to be absolutely minted as well. Obviously, we talked about Troy's Bolton's house looking mm-hmm. like literally a mansion. Gabriella's house is also the same. Like, her mum is transferred to Albuquerque, single mum.
Yep.
Literally affords this like 10 bedroom house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gabriella's got a balcony.
Yeah.
I don't even have a window. So I have a conspiracy about this.
Okay, I'm excited to hear your
this
conspiracy.
Weird emphasis on pouring money and attention onto the school sports teams and their like theater clubs. Okay, so do you remember when the basketball team are there to support the drama team
mm-hmm.
and they zip off their hoodies and they have the phrase "Go Drama Club" written on their t-shirts?
Yeah, and Troy's like, exclamation point.
Exclamation point! And Ryan is trying to read the shirts and he's like, go drain? And Sharpay just rolls her eyes and walks away. I have a theory. Ryan is illiterate and the school has not taught him to read and write because they're so focused on him doing well in theatre and like getting the school like all this attention that they don't even care that he can't read or write. How can you not read "Go Drama Club!" exclamation point?
Ryan.
He's not going to Spanish class. He's just singing Bop to the Top and learning all his Spanish from the lyrics.
Yeah, his Spanish teacher is Shakira. So the most annoying thing about this High School Musical is we don't even know what the musical is about because we never see a musical.
Right. It's like a musical within a musical. And there's so many conflicting things. Like, we have different props and costumes and like songs. So that we, okay, so we see trees,
mm-hmm.
Like gold outfits that are being sewn.
Yeah.
A huge like prop of this like crescent moon with uh-huh. a creepy face.
A camel wearing a fez.
Yes, many camels. And then the musical, it's got ballads. It has like a salsa number. What is the story that they're trying to tell? So I read this BuzzFeed article trying to decipher what this musical is. And they came up with a story about the two leads played by Sharpay and Ryan. They are friends who become lovers, who then become professional colleagues, like they're like actors, and they're bopping their way to the top of their career, and then something happens and then they break free of that.
So a much more exciting storyline would be that they're bop, bop, bopping to the top of a mountain because they're like bopping along on right. a camel.
Love it.
And then they get thrown in a cave
mm-hmm.
and then they have to break free.
Nice.
And they can only break free from the tree man who sits in the tree.
You were doing so well, Emily. And then
it's Grandmother Willow's brother.
Okay, and then where does the moon come in?
Have you ever seen Bear in the Big Blue House? It's yes. a moon that guides them.
I love it. Okay, so well, now here's our petition. I feel like every week we're setting up a new petition. Who's keeping on track of these? Okay, but our petition this week, get that musical made, for real.
We want to see it. Honestly, a camel in sunglasses, that we have to see. So I think the final thing that we need to discuss is, you know, the idea of just breaking into song out of nowhere. So you're at school
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you just see this random person just like standing by the wall going, "It's funny how..." outside.
With no music.
Just completely a cappella. You'd walk past like,
Are you okay? Are you having a mental breakdown?
What is happening?
It's weird because it's difficult because this film is about a musical, but they also express themselves in kind of like these fantasy situations where they are singing, but they're not actually singing.
Yeah.
So like the whole like get your head in the game. They're not actually, you know, doing a dance routine, but it completely blurs the lines and you do get confused. You're like, wait, what's reality in this film?
Yeah.
I also, sometimes just like the lack of realism really like gets to me. So Troy and Gabriella never reading the sheet music. How do they know the lyrics and the melody? You know, like Kelsey's playing on the piano and like within like 1 second, they know all the words.
Yeah, it's not a made up song. Like if someone said, okay, Emily, spontaneously, can you sing this song from Chicago? Me, just because I know the song's from Chicago.
I mean, who doesn't?
I'd be able to sing it.
Yeah.
But, like, Kelsey's made up this song by herself.
Yeah. How do they know? I don't know.
And this is another thing to add on about that relationship as well. You know, like, the moment where she, like, shoots the hoops and he's like, wow, you can shoot hoops too?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, and I also invented the space shuttle and microwave popcorn. Like, as in, that's supposed to be funny. And he's like, haha, good one.
No, it's
not. I'm just
not.
Like, ew. I'm like, this relationship has terrible banter. Their sex is going to be so vanilla. Missionary. Can we say that?
Emily, it's our last trivia round for the season.
I'm so emotional.
I'm emotional, but also determined to win.
Get your head in the game, mister.
Right.
Right. So what is the Wildcats mascot called?
Called?
It says it on the back of his shirt.
Oh, no. I'm going to say Catty.
It's not called Catty. It's called Wiley.
Oh. Okay. What is the name of East High's rivals?
Oh. Okay. I'm just going to do a mastermind and say pass.
The West High Knights.
Oh, West High.
West High Knights. Oh, yeah, gonna get it. Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, this is my question. So, Sharpay says to Ryan, we need to save our show from people who don't know the difference between a Tony Award and a what?
And a Tony Hawk.
Yeah!
Yes! And I only known Tony Hawk from that one episode of The Simpsons.
Oh.
He's a skateboarder.
He is a skateboarder.
Okay, what are the names of the lead characters in the play? It says it on the callback sheet.
I actually don't know.
It's Minnie and Arnold.
Oh.
From literally, like, what is this, the 1920s?
Hey, Arnold!
Hey, Arnold!
Football head! Maybe that's why Ryan wears a hat, because he has a football head.
Maybe.
Perfect.
I like it. I see it.
Yeah. Okay. As it's a musical, I'm hoping that you can do a finish the lyric.
Love these.
I believe in dreaming, shooting for the...
stars.
Yes!
Oh,
baby,
easy.
To be number one, you got to raise the bar.
Do. Yes. Stars. The answer is stars.
Yes.
Excellent.
Very good.
Okay. Here's a fun one.
Okay.
It's quite hard.
Oh, no.
Name the four bakes that Zeke mentions in Stick to the Status Quo.
The four bakes.
So you already know one of them.
Creme brulee.
Yep.
Cookies.
No.
Oh, he makes cookies.
He does make cookies, but in the song. Think about his, okay, think about his like, confession. He's like, I bake. What? I love to bake.
Soufflé?
No, but it does begin with S. One is, the first one's, I want to say German?
Strudel?
Yes, strudels. Second one begins with S as well.
Scones?
Yes. Even, he goes, I love to bake strudels, scones, even. Okay, I'm going to give you a clue. So it's two words.
Uh-huh.
The first word is a fruit, and the second word is pandowdy. He's like, strudels, scones, even, pandowdy. Name that fruit.
Blueberry?
No.
Strawberry?
What's like, if you had to draw one fruit?
A banana. Draw one fruit.
Yeah, if you like a classic fruit.
Apple.
Yes! Apple pandowdy.
Oh.
Okay, that was a hard one.
That
I'll
was
admit.
Really hard.
Okay, I'll give you a point.
Okay, so this is my question. When Ryan sees that they have callbacks, he says, maybe we're being punked. Maybe we'll get to meet... who?
Ashton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher. I had such a crush on Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, so during Stick to the Status Quo, what food gets spilt on Sharpay?
It's like a tomato sauce or something.
It's like meaty. You're like on the right lines,
okay.
But it's kind of like meaty.
It's like a chili?
Yes. Yeah. But like... like cafeteria food, like what might you have?
Oh gosh, it's going to be on like chili on chips or something.
Yes! Yes!
On chip, chili chips.
Chili cheese fries.
Oh
you
my
got
goodness.
It. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh my god, I thought this was going to be real.
It was going to be over. Over for me. Okay, I'm going to test your Spanish skills now, señor.
Okay, well, I never learned Spanish at school, so sabotage.
That's your own fault. When Ryan and Sharpay start singing Bop to the Top, okay, Ryan says, mucho gusto. What does Sharpay respond with?
So the song starts...
So he's like, it's very like arriba, ay, 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 yeah, kind of music. And he's like, mucho gusto. And then Sharpay says something.
Does she go, suave?
She does say that in the song, but what she responds with is, ay, que fabulosa.
What does that even mean?
I am fabulous.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess I could have got that. Okay, my last question for you, Emily Sanford. What do Gabriella and Taylor do to get out of the science decathlon and to get into the theatre auditorium?
They change all the electrical system to make the points board and the lights all turn off.
Yes.
It's like...
That's part one. Yeah, so that gets the basketball team out, but how do they get out?
They, like, set off a stink bomb or something?
I'll give you that. Yeah, there's, like, there's some, like, random chemicals bubbling and it just starts frothing up. And they're like... Good one, guys. Well, that's it. I really hope that you've been marking these because I don't know any of the scores of any of the other things. Should we just say a tie?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
It was just mainly to see if our listeners knew some of the answers and can get involved and stuff like that. Do you know what? This has been such a fun season. And, like, I'm really happy with Hey Now.
I'm so glad that we finally sat down to this. We've been talking about it for so long. And now we're just doing the damn thing.
We're doing the damn thing.
And I'm really, really excited for the next 10 seasons. So buckle in, kids.
Buckle in, kids. And make sure that you go to Hey Now, Hey Now on Instagram and tell us what kind of films you'd be interested in hearing.
Yeah, guys, send us your recommendations because if it was up to me, we'd just be talking about Herbie Fully Loaded for the next 10 episodes. Hey, but also DM me if you do want that.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
It's a Lindsay Lohan classic.
Okay. I start the engine and drive away from you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Like, honestly, we've been so grateful for all your DMs and lovely messages. And it's so nice to know that you love these films as much as we do.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to be possible. So stick with us. Let us know what you'd like to hear for series 2. And you'll be hearing from us very, very soon.
So shall we go and bake some creme brulee?
I was thinking we could listen to Vanessa Hudgens' album instead.
Insert crickets.
No, no, no!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.